You're listening to our 61th podcast episode on Je Parle Anglais podcast show. Hi there, happy you join us today. I'm so delighted and thankful to receive each and every one of you once more at this amazing podcast show. Today, we're going to talk about advanced vocabulary concerning real estate. Okay, so today, as I'm saying, we are going to make a special vocabulary episode uniquely on real estate with 50 terms you need to know to better your English vocabulary. Okay, so let's begin. You know how we usually go. So I'm going to pronounce the word in English and pronounce it equally in French so you can understand the meaning. Okay, so let's start. Affordable housing. Affordable housing in French is logement abordable. Logement abordable. Éthique. Éthique in French is grenier. Grenier. Basement. 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 In French you have sous-sol. Sous-sol. Bedroom. Bedroom. In French you have chambre. Chambre. Blind. Blinds. In French you have store. Store. Ceiling. Ceiling. In French we have plafond. Le plafond. Cellar. 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 In French we have cave. Cave. Closing. Closing. In French, you have signature de vente. Signature de vente. Closing date. Closing date. In French, you have date de signature de vente. Closing date. Date de signature de vente. Condominium. Condominium. In French, you have appartement en copropriété. Copropriété. Condominium, appartement en copropriété. Cotton. Cotton. Rideau. Rideau. Deposit. Caution. Caution. Dining room. Dining room. Vous pouvez prononcer également en anglais. So you can pronounce in English, you can follow me. So it will help you to equally memorize each word. Okay, so deposit en français c'est caution. Okay, dining room. Dining room en français c'est salle à manger. Salle à manger. Dining room. Furnished apartment. Appartement meublé. Furnished apartment. Okay, I know most of that there are a lot of people who are living in a furnished apartment, so it can be very useful. So, and I'll ask you to equally note this particular word somewhere to be able to apply it in your day-to-day activities or in your everyday life. Okay, furnished apartment, appartement meublé. I saw, I saw. In French is une horreur pour les yeux ou bien une horreur pour la vue. I saw. Une abomination pour les yeux, une horreur pour la vue ou bien pour les yeux. Tout simplement. Fireplace. Fireplace. Cheminée. Cheminée. To foreclose on a house. To foreclose on a house. Saisir une maison. To foreclose on a house. Saisir une maison. Ground floor. Lobby. Or first floor. Ground floor. Rez-de-chaussée. First floor. Ground floor. C'est la même chose. Ground floor. First floor. Is the same thing. In French is rez-de-chaussée. Hallway. Hallway. In French is l'entrée. Entrée. une entrée, hallway, une entrée. High-rise building, high-rise building. Vous prononcez, j'espère. High-rise building, tour d'habitation. Tour d'habitation. To house someone, to house someone. Loger quelqu'un. Loger quelqu'un. Housing project. Housing project. Cité HLM. Housing project. Projet d'habitation ou bien cité HLM. Plus facilement, projet d'habitation. Housing project. Kitchen. I suppose everybody knows what kitchen means in French or what cuisine means in English. Okay, kitchen in French is cuisine. Landing. Landing in French is palier. Palier. Landlord. Landlord. Propriétaire. Propriétaire. Laundry room. Laundry room. Répétez. Buanderie. Laundry room. Buanderie. Laundry room. Buanderie. Lease. Lease. Buy. Buy en français. To lease or to rent. Louer. To rent. Louer in French. To leave a deposit. To leave a deposit. Laisser une caution. Laisser une caution. To leave a deposit. Living room. Living room. Salon. Salon. Location. Location. Emplacement. Emplacement. Low cost renting. Low cost renting. Des loyers bon marché. Low cost renting. Des loyers bon marché. To make a down payment. To make a down payment. Verser des acomptes. Verser des acomptes ou bien verser un acompte. To make a down payment. Mortgage. Mortgage. To make a mortgage. I suppose most of you usually do mortgage. Okay. For those who are really interested in investing in real estate projects. Okay. So mortgage. Prêt immobilier. Un prêt immobilier. Mortgage. Penthouse apartment. Penthouse apartment. Very interesting. Appartement de luxe au dernier étage. Appartement de luxe au dernier étage. To be priced out of the market. To be priced out of the market. Pratiquer des coûts au-dessus du marché. Pratiquer des coûts au-dessus du marché. To put prices out of reach. To put prices out of reach. To put prices out of reach. Mettre les prix hors d'atteinte. To put prices out of reach. Mettre les prix hors d'atteinte. Real estate. Real estate, who is the main subject of this episode? Real estate, meaning in French, immobilier. Immobilier. Real estate agent. Real estate agent. Agent immobilier. Agent immobilier. To refurbish or to refurnish a building. Rénover. To refurbish rénover. Roof. Roof. Toit. Roof. In French, toit. To sell like hot cakes. To sell like hot cakes. Se vendre comme des petits pains. To sell like hot cakes. Se vendre comme des petits pains. Semi-detached house. Semi-detached house. In French is maison mitoyenne. Maison mitoyenne. Ou bien maison repartie. Donc, quand on dit semi-detached, ça veut dire que c'est une maison qu'on a construite assez large et qui a été encore divisée en d'autres parties. Ok? Semi-detached house is a house that has been subdivided into different apartments or different sub-buildings. Ok? Shutters. Shutters. Volet. Shutters. Volet. Skylights. Skylights. Lucarne. Lucarne. To spruce up. To spruce up. Embellir. Embellir. To sub up. To sub up. To sub up. Banlieue. Ou bien sub up, tout simplement. Shortly, suburb, shortly, in French is banlieue. Et suburb, un banlieue. To sublet, to sublet, sous-louer, sous-louer. Superintendent, superintendent. Gardien ou gardienne d'immeuble. Gardien ou gardienne d'immeuble. Tenant. 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 Locataire. Locataire. Tenant. Tenants. Tenant. Tenants. Tenants in English. Locataire in French. Locataire. So that's it for today. I hope with all what I've given you, you'll be able to revise. Okay, you will equally be able to increase your English vocabulary. I can assure you, it's going to help you in your university classes. Okay, in your activities such as real estate and much more. Okay, so we're done for today. And I'm going to tell you here. Okay, so thank you for tuning in today to this podcast. Okay, if you found our discussion insightful, there's a good chance your friends will do too. We would love it if you could take a moment to share this episode with a loved one who you believe will appreciate it. It's an easy way to spread the word, and it helps us, or it helps our podcast to reach more people just like you. Okay. Thanks in advance for the helpful hands. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Thank you.